As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports played on a field or ice or court.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line. Same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Now for our story. It was early afternoon. Cutting across the courthouse square on his way to see his attorney, Angus McKillop, Bill Meade had noticed an expensive perambulator which contained a very lovely baby, attended by a neatly dressed, dark-haired young woman. Coming closer, Bill had been certain this was the baby he believed to be his son, in the care of the nurse he understood Ben Calvert had brought from Chicago. He'd stopped and introduced himself. His affection for the child was so obviously sincere that he'd quite won Miss Thorndyke's heart. She'd even let him take the youngster out of his carriage for a moment. Now, as he arrives at his attorney's office, more than ever, Bill is determined to get the matter of custody settled. Determined to give his son the break he should have.
Hello, the door is locked.
Hello, Mr. McKillop.
Oh, it's you, lad. Well, don't stand in that doorway like a ghost without a home. Come in.
Okay.
Now, sit here. But I can see you without twisting my neck.
Thanks.
Hey, what are you thanking me for? It didn't cost anything. Hey, so you're in a merry frame of mind, are you? And the last time we met, you were as pale as Sir James when he met the Black Knight.
Who?
Don't tell me you know nothing of Scotch history.
I'm afraid I'm pretty ignorant on the subject.
If you are, you're the loser.
Yeah, I guess I ought to read up on it. I do seem to remember something about a fellow named Bruce.
I should hope so. One of the bravest kings the Scots ever had. The Battle of Bannockburn. There was a battle for you. 100,000 men against 30,000 Scots, and the 30,000 drove them out of Scotland.
Hey, that must have been quite a fight. What sort of weapons did they use in those days?
Bows and arrows. As good a weapon as a man needs for a clean fight. Bombs and tanks, nonsense. Well, lad, what's on your mind? Speak up.
Huh? Oh, I thought I'd better have another talk with you, Mr. McKillop.
Talk, then. I'm listening.
Well, several things have changed since I saw you last. You remember I was hoping then that if I showed Kit, my wife, that I was on the level about getting the divorce. Well, I sort of thought maybe she'd go ahead and get one herself. It would have been easier that way.
Now, what happened?
She refused.
Yeah, I thought she would.
You did?
Of course. I've known the girl's father since she was a wee babe. Ben Calvert was born to make trouble from the first breath he drew. He put her up to it, without a doubt.
Yeah, you've certainly got the picture right, Mr. McKillop. In spite of how Kit feels, I think she might have been willing to listen to reason. Except for her father. Oh, he was furious when I turned down the proposition he made me.
What proposition was that? Now, if I'm to help you, you'll have to give me the facts. I've heard of no proposition.
Oh, well, that's why I came up today. I wanted to bring you up to date. The idea is Mr. Calvert offered me a choice, a quiet divorce. He said Kit would go away and get one if I made no attempt to get custody of my child. But if I tried to get the baby, well, the Kit would contest the divorce. He said he'd fight with every weapon he had.
Every weapon, eh? Now, that sounds bad, my boy.
Yeah, well, I realize it might be quite a battle.
Lad, the Battle of Bannockburn will look like a party for the children if Ben Calvert decides to use every weapon as he threatens to. He's got money, position, no conscience.
Nobody knows that better than I do.
And he'll do what he says if I know him, which I do, worse luck.
Yeah, that's what has me worried. Unless the fact that he made that offer means something.
Yeah, it's a strange thing, come to think of it.
strange, Mr. McKillop?
Yes. An odd business indeed. When Ben Calvert gets to the point of making proposals and suggesting terms.
Yeah, that's the way it seemed to me. Yeah. I couldn't figure out why he did it. Of course, he's bound and determined to keep the baby at any cost, but...
That may be. But it's not like the old skinflint to offer one thing in exchange for another. He's a man to grab with both hands. Puzzles me. There's something behind it, all right. I'd like to know what it is.
Yeah, so would I.
Well, not that it alters the essential facts, however.
But it must alter them somehow. Look, Mr. McKillop, Mr. Calvert as much as offered me a bribe, provided I drop any attempt to get custody of my own son. Now, it must mean that he's afraid of something.
Yeah, very likely it does.
Well, and if we take the case into court, doesn't that mean we have a good chance of winning?
Not by a long shot.
Oh. Well, of course, I don't know anything about the law.
That, lad, is at the same time your weakness and your strength.
But I should think if the truth is on your side, truth which anyone could recognize...
The law recognizes its own truth, lad. And that truth may not be visible to you or even to me. Now, that's the catch to it.
But even so, if Mr. Calvert's afraid of something, whatever it is, when we take the case into court, maybe we'll find out what it is. That's why I...
You might find out what he's afraid of, but you can't hope that it'll do you much good. No, lad, you're on the wrong side of the fence.
What do you mean? You don't think I should just sit back and do nothing, do you? When I saw you before, you said...
I've looked into matters more thoroughly since then, and what I've found was not very encouraging.
Well, we've got to do something. I can't go on like this, up in the air. Why, I hadn't even seen the kid for weeks until today.
Huh? You went to the Calvert's house, did you?
No, I saw him just now on my way over here. They were across the street in the courthouse square.
He and his mother?
As far as I know, Kit never has anything to do with the baby, let alone taking him for an outing. No, he was with his nurse, Miss Thorndyke.
Thorndyke, eh?
Mm.
She probably knows a lot about what goes on in that house. What sort of a woman is she?
Well, she seems very confident. She's awfully fond of the kid. We had quite a talk. Hey, if they're still there, maybe you can get a look at him. Wait a minute, I'll see.
Yeah, there they are.
You don't see. Wonders we'll never see.
Hey, come and see him, Mr. McKillop. You know, he's not just an ordinary baby. He's a very exceptional fellow.
Now, look, lad, I respect your paternal pride, but don't ask me to share in it.
I can see him grinning from here.
Yeah, more credit to your eyes. Now come back along here. He comes stop behaving like a schoolboy and showing off his new bicycle. Come here, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the first time I've seen him in such a long time. Guess I got sort of excited.
I see that you did. You're bubbling over like a new bride saucepan. Now, you'd better simmer down.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, Brian. There's nothing wrong with you that a few years won't take care of. You're young yet. Young and foolish.
Yeah, I guess I am.
But you have one thing in your favor.
I'm glad to hear it.
You're honest. When a man's been a lawyer as long as I have, he learns to appreciate honesty. Treasure it like a precious jewel.
Yeah. Well, I've always tried to be honest. Though it doesn't always seem to make things easier.
No, that's the rub, lad. But you have to stick it out just the same. The world, especially the world of the law, is a strange one, full of uncertainties. That's where the danger lurks. You have to know where to expect the pitfalls.
Yeah, I realize that, Mr. McKillop. You see, that's why I came to you. I thought if you knew the whole situation, maybe you could help me. Maybe you'd have an idea what to do.
There's plenty of ideas.
Before, my wife doesn't want the child. I know she doesn't. There must be some way.
There is, my boy.
You think I have a chance to win?
No. Not a ghost of one.
Well, then, what do you mean, there's a way?
My advice to you is accept Ben Calvert's proposition.
Accept it?
It's the only way. Otherwise, you may come out with nothing. I'm a realist, my boy. I know the law. And the law in this sort of case is for the mother, regardless.
Yeah, but Kip doesn't want the child. It's Mr. Calvert. You say you've known him a long time. Well, you ought to know...
I've known him, yes. I know what he is.
Well, then, if you had a child, would you want him brought up in that house? Brought up by Ben Calvert?
That's a foolish question, lad.
Well, don't you think I have any chance?
I'm afraid you haven't. Not a ghost of one. You haven't sufficient grounds to win against a contested divorce. And as for getting your baby, no, lad. The best thing for you is to tell Ben Calvert you'll not fight for your child. Tell him you'll accept his offer.
Bill Meade looked at the lawyer in stunned silence.
The possibility that he might accept Ben's offer had for some time been entirely dismissed from his mind. But if MacKillop, a reliable attorney who certainly knew what he was saying, advised him to accept that offer, well, all his thoughts were confused again. He thought of the nurse's words, her implication that the child's future in the Calvert home would be far from a happy one. Thought of Aunt Mary and David Bowman. Must he give up everything he believed in? In spite of what he knew to be right, did he have no chance of winning custody of his own baby son?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.